Well, I'm not quite where Peggy is, trying to go after the members of Congress's checks. And I'm sure the guest joining us now, Congressman Tom McClintock, would still like to keep getting his. But Peggy does represent, I think, an attitude that's out there that's looking at Congress right now and wondering why the American people pretty much are the ball getting passed between Republicans and Democrats as we get ready for this fiscal cliff situation. Haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm glad to talk to the reelected, right, Congressman Tom McClintock. How you doing, Congressman?
Just fine, C4. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you so much. Look, Peggy, you kind of heard going into the news talking about the anger that folks have with members of Congress. I want to get your take on this whole issue of the fiscal cliff. And as we get further into this, a lot of the attitude that, at least polling-wise, is coming up is showing people really turning their anger more towards Republicans than the president. How do you think this plays out if it keeps going like this, Congressman?
Well, I think that the Republicans have got to make the case very clearly that this is a fight for the middle class. If the president's tax increases go through on those very wealthy folks making over $200,000 a year, people don't understand is most of those very wealthy folks aren't very wealthy, and they aren't even folks. About 88% of net small business income will be whacked by this tax. The folks that are getting hurt by this the most are going to be the employees of those small businesses that we're depending upon to create two-thirds of the new jobs that our economy desperately needs. According to the Congressional Budget Office, the effect of raising taxes on those job creators will be a net loss of 200,000 American jobs next year. Now, that's the optimistic estimate. Ernst & Young pegs it at a net loss of 700,000 jobs. So there are going to be someplace between 200,000 and 700,000 middle-class families who are going to be thrown into unemployment as a result of the president getting his way and raising taxes on small businesses. That's what it comes down to. This is a fight for the middle class, and the problem is Republicans have not made that case as clearly as it needs to be made.